You have a way of unsettling unhealed individuals, even without trying. It's why you might find yourself wondering why the same type of tension seems to follow you, whether it's at work, in social settings, or even in your personal relationships. You could leave one job for another, hoping for a fresh start, but the same dynamics show up again. The truth is, you trigger people who have unresolved wounds. They don't always know why they feel uneasy around you, but your presence stirs up the things they try to hide. That's because you've been called to be a healer, and your energy reveals what's unhealed in others. When you step into a room, you might notice a shift in the atmosphere. People start talking louder, their energy becomes chaotic, and some may even act out in frustration. You've probably experienced this in subtle or dramatic ways, slamming doors, angry outbursts, or sudden hostility. They're not reacting to you personally. They're reacting to the truth your energy brings to light. It's like holding up a mirror, and they see parts of themselves they've been trying to avoid. Even in relationships or friendships, it shows up. Things may start off beautifully. They're drawn to your light, your authenticity, and your warmth. But after a while, their unhealed parts can't stay hidden. They begin pulling away, competing with you, or disappearing altogether. It's not that you've done anything wrong. It's that your presence disrupts the illusions they've created for themselves. Masks can only stay in place for so long. Your light reveals what others hide within themselves, stirring discomfort in those unprepared for self-reflection. This isn't a weight you bear, it's a testament to your calling. Your presence challenges, inspires, and heals. Shine unapologetically, for your light isn't just yours. It's a beacon for transformation and growth in the world around you. People often send their best version, or what they want you to see, when they first approach you. It's their representative, the carefully crafted mask they wear to fit in or impress. They'll play along, saying the right things and acting the part for a while. But eventually they can't sustain the illusion. Your energy, your growth, and your elevated state expose what they're hiding. They can't align with the level you're operating on because it requires authenticity and continuous effort, which they aren't ready for. You're in a place where you've embraced the process of healing and self-work. You're not afraid to face what needs to change within yourself. That openness and willingness to evolve radiates from you, and others can feel it. For those who haven't begun their own healing journey, your presence becomes a mirror reflecting their unfinished work. It's uncomfortable for them because it highlights what they've been avoiding. At first, they try to match your frequency by sending their representative, the version of themselves that they think can keep up. But that mask can't stay on forever. It becomes exhausting for them to pretend, to suppress their real feelings, and to fake their way through interactions. The facade begins to crack. That's when the manipulation starts, the mind games surface, and their insecurities reveal themselves. You begin to see their true colors, and suddenly it feels like you've been interacting with someone entirely different. Whether it's someone you trusted as a friend, a partner, or even a family member, the reality sinks in. They were never aligned with you. They were simply trying to keep up until they couldn't anymore. You mean to tell me, after all this, you betrayed me like that? People often react to you in ways that seem inexplicable. Your essence, your energy, your authenticity, it forces them to take a hard look at themselves. It shines a light on what they've been avoiding within. Those who don't want to face their own shadows, who don't want to grow, are the ones who turn against you. They try to make you feel like you're in the wrong for striving to be better, for wanting to improve your life. Your presence alone unsettles them. On the job, they're more focused on watching your every move than doing their own work. They're distracted by your light, your growth, and your energy because it highlights their stagnation. You're not doing anything to them directly, yet somehow you've become the target of their frustration. It's not you, it's the reflection of what they're avoiding. You carry healing energy. You walk into spaces with a purpose and a power that's undeniable. The Holy Spirit, the divine light within you, speaks volumes without you saying a word. That's why they act out. That's why they gossip, slam doors, and stir chaos. Your mere presence challenges them in ways they don't know how to handle. When you walk into a room, you bring a silent authority. It's as though every unresolved part of their lives is suddenly on display. They feel exposed, not because of anything you've said, but simply because of who you are. And for some, that's unbearable. They'd rather project their discomfort onto you than face it within themselves. So when they act erratic or hostile, understand, it's not about you. It's about what your light reveals in them. They feel the truth in your presence. They sense your authenticity and know you're here to bring clarity. No matter how much they try to act unaffected, no matter how hard they attempt to mask their discomfort or pretend they're unbothered, the reality is they're shaken. They might try to distract you, provoke you, or pull you into unnecessary drama, but deep down, you already understand what's happening. The reason behind their behavior is simple. They're unsettled. They're unsettled by your consistency, your growth, your resilience, and your light. Your dedication and discipline make them uncomfortable because it highlights where they're lacking. It's not that you've done anything to them, it's the way your energy reveals the truth about their lives. They can't stand it, and they hate that for you. This is where perspective becomes vital. Their reactions, their negative energy, it's not about you, it's a reflection of their internal struggles, their unwillingness to face what's inside. But here's the thing, this discomfort you trigger, it's also a sign that you're doing something right. It's a sign that you're elevating. People don't react this strongly to someone who's stagnant or insignificant. You've got to reach a point where you no longer internalize their responses. Let them deal with their insecurities while you stay aligned with your purpose. Yes, it's unfortunate that some people can't celebrate your wins or your growth, but it's also a blessing. It means you're standing out, living authentically, and moving into a greater version of yourself. If you weren't making waves, nobody would notice. They say if you don't have critics, you're not making progress. Take their reactions as confirmation that you're on the right path. Their discomfort is their burden, not yours. If they weren't genuinely triggered by you, they wouldn't be reacting so strongly. Your actions, your progress, your growth, it's all evidence that you're doing the work, healing and stepping into your purpose. That's why they're uneasy. It's not about you. It's about how your light shines on the areas they'd rather ignore in themselves. Keep doing what you need to do for you, whatever that looks like. Your journey is personal, and others' discomfort is their problem, not yours. Low vibration energy is what drives people to operate like this. They live in a cycle of negativity, feeding off others instead of addressing their own wounds. Yes, we've all faced struggles, and we've all had to heal from something. But healing doesn't mean dragging others down because you're unwilling to face your truth. Those who refuse to grow often lash out at those who are striving to evolve. Instead of doing the work, they try to tear down those who are. Healing is about rising above that noise. It's about holding on to your light and standing in your power, even when others try to dim it. Sometimes it means staying quiet, choosing your battles, and maintaining your focus. Don't let anyone drag you into their chaotic world. They want to see you step down, but your path is about climbing higher, moving into spaces that reflect the best version of you. You're not here to match their energy. You're here to rise, to transform, and to inspire, even if it makes others uncomfortable. The more you ascend, the more their insecurities will surface. That's not your burden to carry. Let them wrestle with their own reflections while you continue to grow. This is your journey, and it's a powerful one. You're becoming exactly who you're meant to be.